You know what? I think fizzy drink don't really quench your thirst, does it?
No, of course it does. Full of shit.
I'll tell you what does, now. Shandy quenches.
You're recording already?
Yeah. Oh, welcome to this week's episode of Two Random Sheets. On this week's episode, we have...
We're unlimited funds, back to unlimited funds. We're expanding the Two Random Sheets world. We're building a house. Who lives in a house like this? Play the music.
That's a new theme.
That's a new theme tune. M&H, cheers, Joshua. Who lives in a house like this?
So
who lives
in a, you know what?
A house
in the middle of the street. A house.
Is that Bread? What other songs are there?
Is that Bread? Was it
with House in it? No, it's Madness.
As Martin must have done a song called As.
No.
Oh,
no, it's just a group. Think of a song with a house in it. A house is a very, 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 very fine house with windows and walls and a door.
There's got to be one from like Drake or something that goes, in my mansion. There's got
to
be
there's
one.
There's an old rap one from the 80s used to go, I can't remember who sang it. Who's in the house? Who's in the house? Get it out. Who's in the house?
No.
Who's in the house? It's an 80s song. Who's in the house? The house. D-A-E house. Who's in the house?
So this episode, unlimited
funds. Unlimited funds.
So this is our longest ever going theme, isn't it?
New listeners, if you're unaware, listen back to some of our previous unlimited funds. And in all fairness, we're almost...
And check us out on YouTube.
Check us out on YouTube for our vlog ski. We're on about week 28 by the time this goes out. I don't know. It's still hot. Last week it was hot. This week it's hot. And next week we ain't got a guest coming in.
How many vlogs you watched?
Two.
How many
got 13.
How many got out there?
You put me under the spot. You always
well,
do.
Let's get this sorted first, because I was meant to ask you something when we was on refreshment break from the studio. This week's vlog. When's it going up? Because I'm only going to see you now Friday.
Right?
I'm only going to see you Friday.
So you've got all the
footage. You just filmed something for it, or is that for a couple of weeks' time?
Oh no, it's for this week. I think he was asking me how many weeks we were on for this episode for the vlog.
Itchy ankle. What does that mean? Because you get itchy.
I don't
time,
know.
It's like
I made some notes about a house.
Right, house unlimited. So we're probably going to build a house, and we've got unlimited funds. How many bedrooms?
Oh no, all my notes were for last week's episode. I have no notes.
So why didn't I?
I've got no recipe.
Why didn't you do the notes for last week's episode?
Because it was a spanner.
Oh, your one was probably
the last ever spanner.
No, we'll have to do yours now because it's been built up.
No, it's going in mini.
You've done most things.
Talking about mini spanners, I know this is unlimited funds. I was talking last week about some messages that were starred, that were sent to me, so I remembered them. I have to apologise to Marty P.
Oh!
Because he's got some stuff. We haven't done a mini spanner since he sent me this. There's a couple of mini spanners in here that I've starred.
Oh, he's got some new ones.
Yeah, I'm not going to read them out because they'll go in a mini spanner bag. You but know I will put them in the bag.
I've still got to put Leanne's ones in the bag.
And Leanne's got some.
You know what, Leanne, if you're listening, can you send them again? Because I think I've deleted that message.
Ah, you're useless.
I think I've deleted it.
But this is going out in about 6 weeks' time. We'll probably do another spanner
before then. Yeah, just resend that.
I'll send her a message on Twitter, the boy.
No, she'll hear this.
Yeah, but we're going to need them before this.
She goes out. She had that spray tan. I've masturbated over that.
No, you haven't. Don't embarrass her. She gets embarrassed. Cut that bit out.
Of course I did. You know what? I didn't like hairy back. Why has she got an hairy back?
Why are you digging her out? You're horrible to her. Leave her alone.
I'm a bully.
So this unlimited funds, it's almost like, you know what it's turning into? Because we've done a theme park last time. What else have we done? Unlimited funds.
A theme park.
Theme park. We made a film.
Film.
We made a film.
A band.
We made a band. We'd done a
concert.
Was it a concert? No, the concert was a different thing altogether.
We've done a
band. I'm sure there's been four or five. But it's almost like a Sims thing because we've done
a
theme park.
We've done a Western one.
No, that was the film. And now we're doing a restaurant. So we've got theme park with our unlimited funds restaurant in it as well.
I took my shoes off.
Now,
if you smell vinegar, I've got my shoes off.
No, that's only if you drop pants. we've got a theme park with our restaurant on it and now we're going to put our house on it. Podcast fan 007. Has asked if he can have VIP tickets to the opening day of the
theme
park.
Have they asked you that? Send you a message.
He sent a message on SoundCloud.
What did he say?
He said, can he have VIP
passes?
Oh, no,
I did see it.
You see the message. You know, you talk to podcast fan 007. He vanished for a few weeks, the boy. So he must have been travelling.
Has Frank been on there lately?
Fitness. He's been on, not from the last couple of weeks. Fitness, Frank. All right, Sean, podcast fan. Leanne, we've mentioned her. Anne and Mary, Auntie Julie. Anyone else who's awake. Marty P.
I'll tell you what else stinks of vinegar.
Oh, don't. Why is he making it smutty?
Leanne's back.
Oh, I'm going to get him to cut all this out.
All the air on the back.
Easy editor. I'm getting him to cut it out. Ignore what he's saying. A house.
Vinegar.
Right, we are building a house from scratch. There's our plot of land, the edge of our theme park.
I've got a curveball straight away.
Go on, what?
I don't want my ass on the theme park.
No, there's a plot of land near the theme park.
Nah, I don't want to be them kids. Because all you're going to hear is,
hey. Oh, you're going to have a 1 mile no. driveway. Surely you've got to have a drive. Hey. That's the first thing for the house, a driveway. So you have it a mile long.
No, I don't want a mile long driveway. So I've got home.
If you can afford to buy
it. I'm still on the driveway. I'll be about 20 minutes.
If you can afford to buy an house, you can afford a chauffeur to drive you up there.
But it's still the time. I'll be happy with a
little. Right, so 5 miles from the theme park, we've bought a village.
5 car driveway, I'll take.
So we're buying an house, plot of land near the theme park.
Close. I'm not sharing a house with you, I like my own space.
This is why we're designing a house. You have it 6 months of the year, I have it the other 6.
Oh, and then how many rooms are we having? How many bedrooms? We've got to start with the basics. Bedrooms?
Start with the basics. I'm going, because I don't want people taking the piss and poncing holidays on me. I'm going no more than about 6.
We'll go for 6. 6 is a good number.
I think 6, because it's enough for probably all your family you want to be there at one point.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And I've only got one friend, and that's you.
Yeah.
So we'll have 2 master bedrooms.
I think we have to still have, if we have it 6 months each, I think there still needs to be one room that you're not allowed in and I'm not allowed in.
Yeah, I'll accept that. So we'll have 2 master bedrooms.
Yeah, but then one's a lot. Because mine's going to be like.
So it's 7 bedrooms.
Mine puts Christy in greater shame.
It's 7 bedrooms.
You're having a red room.
We'll come to that.
All right.
7 bedrooms. 2 of the bedrooms are master bedrooms. Val's master bedroom, yeah. Adam's master bedroom.
But we've got to be.
And then there's 5, but all en suite as well, though.
Oh, every room on suite.
Every room
have
is
you ever
on
had
suite.
One suite.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not completely naive. You're so naive.
It's a turn, dear. How does that make you naive?
It's a turn, dear. You're so naive. It's your.
When have you had an en suite?
In hotels, all en suite.
No, I mean in a house.
Yeah, Beth's sister's old house.
You want your house?
I stayed in there on their wedding night. Not with them, that was in a hotel.
Have you had your own house that's had an ensuite?
Oh, no!
Neither have I.
What do you think I own? Why'd you ask me then? And get the ump, because I said, I'm not naive. It's all naive. Why did you ask me?
Because a no would have done.
Oh, I didn't understand what you meant.
Have you
stayed anywhere that's got...
Owned or...
No.
A house that's classed
as... I've lived in a house that's got on...
What,
no,
for one day? That don't count as living in a house.
No, I thought I had.
You stayed over.
I had, yeah, I've stayed over plenty of places that have people that have got en-suite.
I've never had my own en-suite.
Caravan, that's en-suite.
Everything's en-suite. Front room en-suite. On a caravan, kitchen, everything en-suite. Is en-suite. It is.
Oh, we've got 7 rooms here. They're all
shower,
en-suite. They're all en-suite. You're in the kitchen. You need to go for a shit through that door.
En-suite.
You're in the kitchen. You want to go front room through that gap. You're in the kitchen, you want to go to bed through that door, or the other bedroom, it's through that door, the other bedroom, through that door, and on the toilet.
It's basically all en suite. For a caravan, the ones are, because I have been to them ones that you go to, the Butlins, or whatever they're called, it's basically all designed around the front room and everything else from that is en suite, isn't it?
Yeah, basically, yeah. But Bev's sister Lorraine, we go to her caravan quite a lot, and hers is like a big wide thing. It's almost like a lodge.
Oh,
and it's got decking and like, it's the nuts.
But they live there now, don't they?
They live there, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they live there. They live there, the boys. So we've got 7 bedrooms.
Decking
we've started. Decking's on suite, yeah. Barbecue's on suite. Washing machines in the little metal shed outside, bit on suite. Seafront on suite.
If it is,
it's literally from here to the end of the room away. Get in. I want to go down there when it's rough, not when it's hot like this. It was hot last week as well.
This weekend's meant to be scorcher.
I know, I was meant to be cooking a barbie Saturday. Cancelled it, because it's going to be 30 degrees.
No,
I'm not cooking in that heat. I'm phoning up kebab.
Yeah, kebab man's going to be well grateful.
Hello, yeah, I've got it.
Here's a message. Fat bastard.
Yeah.
It's too hot.
There's going to be 7 of us, 8 of us ordering takeaway. Oh. I bet we all have something different.
Yeah, of course you will. Oh, wait, have you ever had a group of people then, and you've said, let's have takeaway, you've all gone...
Marty P usually orders his curry from home and then drives to my sister's and then it arrives just after he has. He orders it at lunchtime. Says, oh yeah, get in there for about 7 o'clock for us, son. He turns up 5 to 7. Ding dong, someone at the door, here's your curry.
Oh, I couldn't be that organised.
Yeah, he's sorted it right.
What happens if someone else turns up and says, oh, I'd have had curry?
No, because you speak beforehand, don't you?
It's
called a phone. And what you do is you can send each other messages, emails, phone each other. It's amazing. You can really organise yourself. Well. It's even got an organiser.
My mum always
tells you use it.
No.
Yes, you do. I've seen you use it for your shifts.
I've never...
What's that you do your shifts? Oh, yeah, that one's green, so that means I'm off.
That's not me.
Oh, isn't it? No. I saw it on your phone.
I've not got my shift pattern on my phone.
No, not your shift pattern, but you've got, like, when you're off on it.
No, that's on my locker door.
I've seen you do that on your phone. Oh, yeah, I'm off.
Nah.
Anyway.
Can you see the calendar on my phone? It's empty.
All right, I believe you. We're digressing. The house, we've got 7 bedrooms, all en suite. Done. That's upstairs, sorted. This is going to be the quickest built house ever. Downstairs.
What, so upstairs, you're... You're only having five bedrooms, six, seven bedrooms, and that's it.
What else goes upstairs? The servants' quarters.
I don't want servants. I don't trust them. Nick wobbling
stuff.
Bastards.
Yeah, Nick stuff. you'd have to have about 43 members of staff before you get one that ain't going to be tempted to the last slice of cheesecake.
I might have a cleaner come and a gardener. Just to prune.
Yeah, but the gardener can't be some young studly.
No, you don't want him taking his top off.
Exactly.
Mrs. goes, you working late night? Yeah. Oh, good.
God, where's you recording podcast tonight? Yeah, we'll take your time. Do six episodes.
Yeah.
Instead of two. Oh, it was going to be three.
It's like a Diet Coke advert, isn't it? She's taking him out of Diet Coke.
Of course she is.
He's taking his top
even
off.
Even if it's raining.
Yeah. Sprinklers playing. He's getting this perfect mist.
When you make the advert for the gardener, over 50s only. No, over 70s.
80s, 90s.
I just got to have a go, the boy.
Well, so
what else goes upstairs then? There isn't. You go up to bed.
You're making it like. But I want. In this house somewhere, I want a games room, I want a cinema room.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. What's wrong with that?
I want a room just for food.
Yeah, it's called the kitchen.
No.
The dining room.
No.
It's called the
what's
fridge.
What's the Americans call it? What's that called?
What?
A larder. Yeah, larder.
Yeah, but the larder's got to be about as big as a studio.
Yeah.
You know, like people have walk-in wardrobes, walk-in larder, but bigger.
I want to
there go... ain't, and you're going in, you're having a chef as well, right?
Oh, I'll take it.
We borrow one of the ones from the restaurant each night. We'll have a different one. And you walk in the larder and it's got fridges galore. It's like something off a MasterChef.
Yeah.
And you go in, you're like, oh, I think I'll have some venison tonight and let's make a little berry compote with it. And it's over there, innit? And it's like, yeah, get the venison from there, get it here, Gordon, do your stuff, son.
So let's keep it back to basics.
Oh, okay.
I want double front door.
Was it what, two of them?
It just
I want two doors like side by side.
Yeah, because you see it on telly and I've never had a
so it's a big door. Massive yeah then you ain't got no worry about getting the 80 inch TV
course,
screen
yeah
in.
Exactly
you need a big door going in
so it opens up so the doors have opened up like insert. I want the doorbell to go now what's the Addams Family how did it go when they pulled the doorbell on Addams Family
was it
Family?
The Munsters I was talking about the Addams Family the other day
they pulled the doorbell
diddle-ding.
How does the doorbell go?
I'm going to see that on the stage.
It's something like that.
Yeah, it does make a funny noise.
Right, the door's open. What are we seeing as soon as the door's...
Massive, massive poster. Emma Willis.
Fuck off.
Oh, all right.
Fuck it.
All right. Emma Willis. Is she standing there?
No one is... No, I'm thinking. Opens up. No Emma Willis. Marble statue. Me.
Well, and then when you're not living
what
there...
What do these people...
No, right. It has to be a marble statue of you when I'm living there. And when you're living there, marble statue.
It goes
of me.
Down and comes back up.
And it's got to have a little acorn, where a water feature, little acorn, into a pond.
But
as soon as you open the doors, it triggers the water. The first thing you see is you standing there, and on it, little acorn.
You know these people that have these big asses? And you know when it was on, I don't know, like an American Cribs thing or whatever, MTV Cribs or whatever. When it's going around, there's always a picture of like one of them sitting there like that. But it's of themselves. It's like that. It's like an office thing where he's sitting with his leg up. It's like a
self-portrait thing. Yeah.
What? I don't want that, do you? I don't want to see
myself.
There's
not
going to
be no pictures of me because you're going to have a statue of me when you're living there, and I'm having a statue of you when I'm living there.
That's. But all right then. So we'll have that.
Yeah. So you open up statues. So you're going in with your family.
Well, do you want it open plan?
Yeah, I think. Right. Not necessarily open plan, but you're going to have such a big entrance hallway reception area.
Yeah.
With the statue. And then obviously you've got your stairway, one or two stairs.
It's two.
Two one staircases. Side.
You know when they meet in the middle and then they go again?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. So you've got two staircases either side of the statue.
Yeah.
But then off of that, you've still got big areas where you've got a few chaise lawns and a few little sofas.
Like a big...
A random Lloyd Loom chair.
Just a piano.
Little piano, it's never been tuned.
Yeah, just a
one
big
of the
piano.
Wires missing, Robert De Niro's cut it away and he's going to go and strangle the dog with it when you're asleep. But no one knows how he broke it.
Just like a piano. What else? A fireplace that's never been used.
Yeah, fireplace, something like that. That's just a reception area. We ain't even got to games room, cinema. Room.
I think these stuff have to go downstairs.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Basement.
Or even west wings, east wings, extra add-ons.
Yeah.
The cinema room's got to be an add-on, the far end of the house.
But I think cinema has got to go downstairs just to keep the darkness.
So you feel like you're going into a cinema. Yeah, fair enough.
I want that smell of popcorn.
So where behind the statue, you touch a little acorn, opens up cinema.
Ah, that's a good idea.
Touch a little acorn.
Lick the acorn.
You have to go too far.
Seven sucks.
Lick the acorn.
Seven sucks on the acorn.
That means you've got to give me seven sucks to get it.
I'll be dying to get in that. You see that new film and I'll be like, yeah, I got it.
Seven sucks. Why seven?
I don't want you giving me seven. I don't want you giving me one.
Imagine a postman knocks and the door just opens.
Yeah, I'm just going to watch a film.
You're in the background giving the statue a blowjob. And then
you're in the background giving me one.
As you pull away, the water feature starts after seven fees. But it starts with a bit of a splutter.
Oh, come off it.
That's right. So that's how that is.
Cinema room's done. Games room. What's in the games room? PlayStations, Xboxes.
You want big bastard tellies.
Yes. You've got to have about four of them. With lounger chairs.
No, I'm thinking that, because if you've got four, you only play one at a time.
Yeah, but if you've got friends round, friends and family.
You can't be playing on one screen there and someone's
playing
that one there.
No, these two are playing FIFA over here and these two are playing Call of Duty over there.
You've probably got to have them separated more.
Yeah, okay.
Because I'd be distracted.
Yeah, okay. So you can maybe pull a curtain down. And you pull the curtain and go, have you got anyone yet? You scored any goals? No, he's offside.
That's like an hospital, too.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking
off the cuff. It's all off the cuff. Games room, I've changed it. Computer room is with cinema. So you just get the control pad, press start, it's on the screen.
Yeah, because no one is going to. You're watching a good film, you ain't going to go, oh, I'm going to play Call of Duty one.
Yeah, you can have a couple. They can have a computer in their bedroom, can't they?
Exactly, exactly.
Games room, pool table and stuff like that.
Dartboard.
Dartboard.
As we are so good at darts. You know, we ain't played darts for ages.
Snooker table.
I can't remember. We'll have that one. I can't remember how to play.
Oh, yeah.
Remember when we done that one when we was launching them in the dark?
Do you remember when we were so addicted? I was coming over and playing on my own. Just practicing. On my own, I was playing around the clock.
Yeah, I know.
And I was writing it down.
We loved the game of Arras.
Why did we stop
playing? We're having Arras and we're having.
We'll have to try.
Do you know what else we're having? We're having a pool table as well, and we're going to have that thing where you swing the thing. If you
You're an arsehole.
Have you not seen it? The bar billiards thing.
What does it is sometimes?
It's in a pub sometimes.
It's sometimes it is.
No, that's the thing where you shove the things along. Yeah, no, I'm talking about. Yeah, it's like a stick. And it's got a shit. What's
it
in?
You spin it.
I want one of them.
It goes round.
It spins it round, it knocks over the Skittles.
You know, when a little bloke was sitting in the corner on one of them chairs with a green cloth, if you just fancy a quick game of poker, you just go over to him and he's got the little guys on.
Yeah, croupier. Is there constant. And also, as well, when you go to the toilet, there's a little man sitting in there, loads of aftershave.
No, I don't want all that. I don't want all that. Because if you ever be. I'll be in the toilet. Because I was at work.
Yeah, that's it. You ain't even shook.
I'm seeing that. You know, this always happens to me. I pulled trousers down and I'm thinking this is going to be a nice one. Sat down, just about to literally let rip, someone walks and turns the iron on.
Iron?
Yeah, iron.
Where?
At work.
Oh,
keep
work.
The iron on. So I'm
about
sitting there.
The man with the aftershave.
No, I'm sitting there, I'm trying to
get
some.
Oh, yeah, that always happens.
And then you can hear, you're thinking to yourself, that's the collar.
You know what you do then?
That's
you've got to hold it in until you've got to hold it in, Spotify up, full blast.
No, I'll turn the tap on.
But play Motorhead or something like that, because then you can just.
It started to leak, so I'll turn the tap on.
It started. Yeah, but then it's obvious if you the tap don't drain out the noise.
It makes me feel better.
Spotify, telling you.
Yeah, but playing me. Why is someone thinking? Is he playing music?
No, someone's going to think he's having a big shit. He's playing music. That's what. If you hear music coming in from in the toilet or a tap running, someone's had a ruby the night before.
Yeah, I'll just play. I'll just.
I'll do it for this. I'll go.
You want the best one? Air dry. That drowns everything.
I normally wait that if you're in an airport or something like that. If you're in a public toilet and you need to go and you can't hold it in, you sit there and you wait until somebody pushes their hand dryers, mate. And then you get about 20 seconds. Yeah. Like that, like in train spotting.
Or I'll find if you go to a toilet and you've gone into the cubicle, but it's a tight cubicle and there's everyone else in the other cubicle.
Oh, you can see half a foot. See someone's foot in
the other cubicle. And it's someone that side, you know, and there's someone that side because the door's locked. You can see a foot this side, you can see half of a newspaper this side.
Oh.
But it's silent, and all you need is a wee, and you're just standing there with it out, thinking, any second now, someone's flushed. As soon as that chain flushed, mate, and my leg's up.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like,
no, sometimes you're there and it's silent, and everyone's like, who's going to go first? And then someone just goes, that's what happens. The first time I ever went to New York,
yeah,
I went into a toilet in a McDonald's or a Wendy's or something like that. It was for a wee, right? Yeah. But I went in and they had like five cubicles. The doors were about this big with gaps.
Nah.
Like, there was people in the arena. I was like, all right, you can just see over the top. It's like, I hope I don't need to go poo and I'm near
you.
Can
see top of it?
You can see top. The doors are so, you can see through the gaps are like that. It's just like they've literally put a bit of wood up. And it's just like, just to protect your privacy. How are you protecting your privacy? All you're not seeing is the shit going in. They might as well have had a glass toilet and a glass fucking floor. Jesus.
You were...
No, I didn't, know. I was too in shock. I stood there for about 5 minutes going...
I don't need to go there.
This is just... If I wanted to go poo in here, you can't go. You ever been to... Like, you go to a wedding or something. It's in a community centre. Someone's 21st or something like that. And you need to go. You go in, no lock on the door, and you've got to sit there like that. You've got to try and angle your bum, foot up.
You know someone's coming in your one.
Yeah, you're holding your foot up. Like, it's the only one, because it's a school hall, so there's only one big cubicle thing. So you're holding your foot up like that, and then you've got only three sheets left.
Yeah.
It goes back to the old theme tune.
But if I'm in the toilet and there's other people in the toilet, and I've dropped out, I'm in bits, mate. I'm laughing loud. I can't.
Because you try and hold it, and then you just can't.
I'm just like...
And then I think to myself, if it's public, I think... I'm never going to see these people again. By the time I get out of here, this bloke's walked off down. He's having an ice cream. I'm in Brighton.
You've never seen no one again. You've
never seen him again.
No.
But it's, if you come out and what if it's... Why are we talking about shit? I'm meant to be building an house. We're talking about the toilet. What we're having in... What's it be?
I don't know.
Where did we get to the subject of going to poo?
I don't know.
You've ruined it.
Games room we was talking about last week. You talking about a spinning ball bollying feet.
Yeah, the ball billiards.
Why did that
bar billiards in the games room? I don't know. You probably lowered the tone somehow and we just sat here talking about shit for 10 minutes.
You know what I want though? A groomer for if Leanne comes round, shave the back.
That's what we were saying about having a little man in the toilet who gives out the aftershave. That's how we got into the subject of poo.
Yeah, but I still don't want to see
So
it.
We've got a games room with bar billiards, with a croupier permanently on site.
He got a shit job, that man, giving out the aftershave, hadn't he?
Yeah, he used to do £1.80 an hour. He's there for 9 hours, comes home with two black guys. He's earned £8.
I'd be a tight boss as well, wouldn't he? That guy does get his 6p an hour.
No, like, you ain't even finished shaking and like, say, what's the top? Hold up, mate. Give us a chance. I even shook it. Shake it in your eye.
As you go,
you keep on.
You started getting the toilet. He's giving you a back massage. Yeah.
Well, give me another massage if you want to.
Wait.
So we've done the games room sorted. Front room, dining room. Dining room, I want one of them tables, right? What are you laughing at? I want one of them tables where you can't
pitch in the table.
You can't see the person the other end. They're so far away.
You got a train track to take us all up.
Yeah, they're so far away. They're like that, and there's only two of you having dinner.
And if you have dinner evening with the missus, once it's either end.
Yeah, you're not sitting next to each other. Binoculars, walkie talkies. Not mobile phones, run out of bill too much. Because you might not have Wi-Fi or anything like that.
Got to have Wi-Fi through
so
that,
but you know what I mean.
Just charge per hour, like.
You might not have many minutes left. So it's walkie-talkies, because you just charge them every night, can't you?
You've got
hello?
You're talking about one of them, like, Henry VIII.
Charlie Tangle, Tea Kettle, Barbecue. Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
What's it, CB radio, I say?
Get a CB. Are you there? Breaker, Beverly, are you there?
I'm here.
Bars of salt.
Okay. Breaker.
He's just left Glasgow 6:15 on the train track coming up to you.
It comes to you sitting.
You know, if you had one MCB,
Gordon, my venison's gone cold, son.
Every so often you'd get like a murderous lorry drive, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah, you get all that.
Coming.
Yeah, it'd be like the old Horror Files. Talking of which. Oh, no, I'll save the Horror Files for next week.
Hey,
we've built. Right, so where are we? We've built.
Kitchen's done.
Right, so we're talking about dining room. I want a long table, not as much as we've exaggerated. But I'm thinking you want to have a banquet in
you're
there.
Thinking about 10 seats either side, aren't you?
I'm thinking 12.
Why 12?
No.
Why 12?
I'm thinking 14. You can get 30 people around the table then. I don't mean 30 people elbow to elbow. I want them to have a little bit of room.
Yeah, of course you want. You don't want elbow to elbow.
No, because it could be a squeeze. So that is still quite a big, huge table, 14 either side. That's still a long one.
Well, I said 10 either side. So
I'm thinking you can cater them for 30. That's a bank. What does a banquet class as?
Anything over 4.
No, it isn't.
Of course it is.
We're going to a banquet. We're going to a dinner party. No, because come dine with me, he's got 5 people on it. That ain't a banquet. It's a dinner party.
Maybe banquet's 10 plus.
I reckon it's more. I reckon it's over 20.
Alright.
I don't know.
So 30, let's class as a banquet.
So if you're having you're coming around for dinner, yeah, we're having a banquet. Not we're having a dinner party, banquet.
Just so you can call it banquet?
Yeah. Gordon Ramsay's cooking tonight, banquet. He's doing venison and cherries.
Do you want music playing?
Yeah, a little bit of light music.
Someone playing harp?
Get Florence and the Machine in for the night.
So after what's this room? Dining room?
So dining room's done. Banquet.
But there's got to be facilities in that dining room.
En suite.
It's all en suite.
But you don't want to go into the room next to the dining room for a turnout. We're back to shit again.
No, we need like a loo outside.
You need a soundproof toilet.
You need more than one if you have 30 people, man.
Yeah, I know that, but they're soundproof.
But you need something in that dining room.
To entertain them.
No, because you've got 30 people.
Yeah.
What happens if someone... you know who's getting married, can we use your house for our reception? We've not got much money. You need that dining room to be able to expand.
Yeah, you would do. You'd have like a marquee that pulls back.
Not marquee, you've took it back to the 80s.
No, what you do is you attach it to the... There's the big French doors on the dining room, right? It's got this gadget. Yeah, you push it back and it goes...
Made out of plastic marquee sheet.
No, it'd be saying pucker.
What?
I don't know. I'm not a fucking... Don't
marble.
Make sheets, do I?
I'm a sheet. I don't make them.
Hey.
Ooh, I've dribbled. Not out of me
mouth. I'm gonna as we finish this up, I'm having enough one of these.
We had cherry bakewells last week. Don't put it on the microphone table.
Oh yeah.
They're really nice, the cherry bakewells. Dining room's done, and there will be something where you can expand it into a conservatory area for a wedding.
Yeah. Right, so dining room's done. What's after dining
living room? Living room is about the only thing we haven't done.
Put it away. Because I'm going to knock it all off.
Living room is about the only thing we haven't done.
Oh, I don't think these people have living rooms on
Jazz. Well, a lounge. Sofas. Where you put your sofa. And your telly. Where you watch the football.
Next to the piano.
Hey? That's a reception area though, isn't it? You've got to have like a living area where you go and veg out after your meal. You've had your meal, your banquet.
You don't want that room too big, no. You
just had 30 people around for dinner.
Yeah, but there's only a certain distance. It don't matter how big the telly is, you can sit from it.
Yeah, alright, I get your point.
Isn't there?
Yeah, okay. So you need it. Right, so you need like a living area because most of the time you ain't going to have 30 people there, are you?
No.
And if you've got 30 people around, they're not going in to watch the telly.
You're going to have three people there, mate.
What you need is three big sofas and two of them big round chairs. That's all you need. You know them big round ones? The snuggle chair things where two of it will fit on. Unless you're me and it's just one of us.
Yeah.
You know them big round chairs? You know the one? The big round chairs.
You got one in?
No.
No, never buy.
No, but I've seen them. I've sat on one.
What's it got?
Yeah, they're comfy, mate.
Has it got a back?
Yeah, a little back, yeah. Yeah, they're good, mate. You could, on it.
Because you're
quite comfortable. Oh, yeah, quite comfortable. You wouldn't have to go up
in. Would you want CCTV in this house?
Yes.
Not outside, I mean, because that's standard. Inside.
Yeah.
What?
And then saying that, though, paranormal activity, I don't think I would. I don't think I would have
CCTV. You know this house is actually quite big. Would you stay there on your own?
Yeah. What's going to hurt me?
Ghost.
It was ghost ain't going to hurt
me. It was built on an old burial, Indian burial.
I'm not going to bury it there, am I? How many of them are near our theme park?
It's built on it. It's the only land we could afford. It's built on an Indian ancient burial ground.
Then I'm not staying there on my own. Because there will be things to be scared of. But that's not real though, is it?
This country is so bloodthirsty in the days, and it's one of the oldest civilization countries, England, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wherever you build.
What's your voice?
I'm not going to listen to that, bro.
Wherever you build.
Sorry, we're dad pipe. Wherever you build that, if this is a big bit of land, if there's any big bit of land left, there's going to be a battle of some sort that took part.
Oh, there's always a battle. You're near a like, famous landmark.
Cool. Yeah, you're near. But you dig too far down, you're getting skeleton.
Yeah, of course you are. Anywhere.
Buried like that. Or
any countryside.
That was definitely bad because it's buried like
any countryside. Definitely.
Yeah.
There'd be a Viking element or something like that.
Of course it would be.
Definitely. So front room, three big sofas, two big round chairs at either side of them, telly, fireplace, real log fire. Not one of these fake ones, a real
one. Oh, you don't want a bit of plastic glowing?
No, that's what I'm saying. I want a real fire with a chimney. That'd be like the front room would be like a little cottage bit at the back of the house you can't see from
would
the front.
Would you name the house? Because none of these big houses have names.
Val's Den. No, I don't know. I've never thought about
these people
it.
Do name their houses.
Do they? What did we call the theme park? Nine. No. The ride was called Nine. What's the theme park called Nine?
Oh, that sounds familiar.
Something was called Nine. Was it Ten? No, it was Nine. So that'd be...
Because you said nine rides, all 9 minutes each. £9 to get in.
Yeah, it was all these nine things. It's called, not, and it was home of Nine. The roller coaster that does nine loops, nine corkscrews. Yeah. So
I don't know if it was nine, called, but I think it might have been.
The house would be called Nine Oaks.
Nine Oak Lane.
It sounds nine like Oak
horror,
Lane.
It sounds like a horror film.
I'm just getting scared now. I don't want to stay there on my own.
Sounds like
I don't want to.
And I don't want to go basement watch cinema on my own.
No, if actually. Have you seen Scream?
Would you have a swimming pool?
Yes, we've overlooked that. Swimming pool's in.
Tennis court.
Oh yeah. I can't play tennis, but we'll have one.
Horse riding. Stables. Oh, I'd want a little farm on it.
Yeah, but...
I've always wanted a pig.
Yeah, I suppose you could have a little bit of livestock, but I don't know about but stables. I'm scared of horses.
A little bit far out, no.
Yeah, and you'd have old...
scared? Did you say I'm scared of an horse?
Horses are a little bit naughty, aren't they?
No.
Yeah, you've been near an horse.
If you're blind them, they give you a kick.
Yeah, I don't trust them.
What, an horse?
Yeah, I'm scared of them. Don't trust
what
them.
Cowboy film have you seen where the horses attack someone?
I always give a horse's head a stroke. I would always, if I saw an horse...
It goes for you.
I'd give it a little stroke. I fed horse food before and a carrot.
Would it go for you like that, did it?
So, no, I got thrown off one once.
That's because you're heavy.
No, this was when I was light.
You proper thrown off?
Yeah, I was fucking reared up.
Is that when you hurt your knee?
No.
Wait,
it was
scary. Oh, it reared up?
Yeah, it reared up. I didn't like that. But no, before that, I was a bit wary of them. And I think they can sense it. People say they can sense it.
I think
Robert Redford does in that film. He can sense things on them horses.
Yeah, them horses.
He gives them a little chat.
Oh, right, the horses ain't stupid.
He has a little chat. He goes, all right, son. Yeah, calm it down. He ain't whispering to him. He's threatening him.
Is he?
Calm it down or legs gone.
What's that?
Horse whisperer. Robert Redford. He says, he don't whisper to him. He says, you don't calm it down. I ain't letting you run in the Grand National.
Have you seen that film about that horse, the war horse?
Well, no, it's not. Is that good? Is it sad?
I don't know if it appealed to me though. I'm not an Alts fan.
It's not.
Said,
it's not sad for you thinking. OTD sad, but it's good. It's is really it? Good. I think it's Spielberg.
Isn't Tobey Maguire in that? Or the other one,
no,
Frodo Baggins.
Seabiscuit.
Oh yeah, I'm getting confused.
I'm hoping for a bit of Seabiscuit about 9 o'clock.
I'm hoping for soggy biscuit. Right, so we'll have a little bit of livestock. We'll fathom that out in the plans. Unlimited funds. We built an house. Life, that's what you called it, didn't you?
We've got to wrap this up with our 32
that's
minutes.
That's what I'm saying. So, unlimited funds, house done. Getting put near the theme park is completed.
Nine Oak Lane.
Is it Nine Oak as one word and then lane?
It's whatever way you put it, Oak is lane. A bit of a shiver down my spine.
Yeah, I don't like it. I'm scared. I'm going to have nightmares tonight. Thanks for listening, everyone. See you later.
Ta-da.
Bye.
They wake up in the morning and brush their teeth. They bring out a podcast half asleep.
I might have another bake book.
I'm having nightmares.
Nine Oak Lane. That's all.
Yeah. I'm gonna Google it. Of course, there probably isn't already a Nine Oak Lane.
Of course there is.
There's gonna be an Oak Lane with a number 9, isn't there? But it might not be on a burial ground.
They go to the toilet and after they eat, the only way to watch two random sheets. They live their lives on the road just to bring you some comedy gold. One's getting bolder, the other's getting old. The only way to watch two random sheets. They met some people on the road, some pretty famous and others are dopes. Ain't no scripts. Just for jokes, with coffee stains all over their nose. They don't like British drivers, they don't like VIPs. They don't like full car parks, neither do we. They don't like lazy bastards, when you can walk free. They don't like Christmas shopping, spied online like me. They go to sleep and brush their teeth. They finish a podcast half asleep. They go to the toilet, the only way to watch, the only way to watch.